goodness that they're taking away. Our right to peaceably gather. Our right of speech and press. Our right to be here. They'll shut down public space, but they don't know what shape our Tahrir Square will take.
From the steps of the Custom House, Reverend Billy of the Church of Life After Shopping exhorted the crowd to join the global revolution that is sweeping the town squares of Europe and the Middle East. With the decline of the U.S. economy, middle-class youth is growing anxious about its future.
If you're unemployed, one of those people waiting for corporations to work their magic and give you a job, you'll be waiting forever. Don't wait for them. Come to Wall Street and take the money back from them.
Denied access to Wall Street by the police lockdown, the crowd, which by then numbered well over 1,000, marched up Broadway to occupy Zuccotti Park near the World Trade Center.
Hey, hey, oh, ho! Corporate greed has got to go! Hey, hey, oh, ho! Corporate greed has got to go! Hey, hey, oh, ho!
Surrounded by police, the protesters settled in the privately owned park for a general assembly, a concept taken from participatory democracy. Speakers, some with bullhorns, addressed small groups on political and organizing issues.
Today, Obama has cut programs of social uplift, education, programs for seniors, social security, but yet he had the audacity to approve a $700 billion budget for the military. This $700 billion is not being used for the people. It is being used to bring slaughter and terror to nations around the globe. And it is being done under a false pretense.
Some brought up the problems of their own communities.
More undocumented people are being deported under Obama than under Bush. So please remember that we need to bring this issue at the forefront of our struggle. In addition to the other struggles of education, neoliberalization, let's remember that the immigrants are at the front lines.
Others were petitioning to adopt the cause of Troy Davis, who is scheduled to be executed by the state of Georgia this Tuesday.
I propose that we adopt Troy Davis and his struggle at this assembly today and call for Georgia to stop the execution and free Troy Davis.
Yeah!
Stop the right!
Stop the right! Stop the right! Stop the right!
Not all participants were radical leftists. Dressed in white robes, 10 self-appointed chaplains were there to register their religious objections.
Christianity is supposed to be a radical outspokenness on behalf of those who are marginalized, and I, for one, am really appalled by how Christianity has been twisted to serve the agenda that separates the wealthy from the poor and makes them richer. And for me, the idea that some people can have too much and really oppress other people through that is a Christian message.
Around 300 camped in the park last night, and live stream internet video around midday showed preparations for a non-violent shutdown of the Wall Street Stock Exchange on Monday. For the WBI Sunday News, this is Fred Nguyen.